Colin, you've just been discharged from Antrim Area Hospital.
I have, yes.
Tell me your experience.
Oh, not a very good one, Wendy. I rang up on Sunday to make sure there was a bed, as we were asked to do. We were told that there wasn't a bed available in the designated ward, but there definitely would be a bed available. We went up at 2:30 as we were supposed to, and basically what happened was we were showed to the day procedure unit, where we were given an office and two trolley beds to lie in for the night. Myself and another female who I had never met in my entire life before, we didn't have a curtain. Privacy, dignity and respect were three words that certainly were left at the door in Antrim Area Hospital. And what I was led to believe while I was on the ward was the whole hullabaloo was caused by an inspection going on in A&E. And in terminologies, A&E had to be read out basically to make it look good for the guys who were coming to inspect it. And the rest of the hospital was having an ongoing effect from this.
Oh, well, Sean Donaghy ought to know about that kind of thing. You've heard what Colleen's had to say there. That's a poor situation. And is she right?
There's been no inspection in A&E. Wendy, can I ask, when was Colleen admitted to the hospital? I missed just when she said she was admitted to the hospital.
On Sunday, she said.
On Sunday.
No, there's certainly been no inspection. What there has been is the pressure that we've been discussing here.
And what about the fact that she and this woman she never clapped eyes on before are stuck with no curtain or anything else in an office on two trolleys overnight?
Again, it doesn't sound satisfactory, Wendy. I'm not familiar with the detail of which part of the hospital Colleen was admitted to. I know that it became necessary for us on Sunday night because of the pressure that the A&E was under to use some of the beds that we would normally have reserved for elective care for planned cases like Colleen. Colleen wouldn't have come in via the accident emergency department. It was an arranged admission for planned surgery. And it may be that we've had to compromise some of our accommodation for planned surgery in order to deal with clinical priorities in the accident and emergency department. Certainly there was no inspection. Certainly there was no imperative to clear out A&E. There was just the usual clinical imperative to do the best we can for all our patients with the resources we have available.